This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
We've got a World Series winner. Chuck Freeman's got this.
The Los Angeles Dodgers won their second World Series championship in five seasons, overcame an early five-run deficit, used the help of three Yankee defensive miscues, and they beat New York 7-6 in Game 5. Series MVP Freddie Freeman. Dodgers took the lead for good in the eighth inning on sacrifice flies from Gavin Lux and Mookie Betts. Chuck Freeman, AP Sports.
Donald Trump and Kamala Harris are racing through the swing states in these final days before Election Day. Both were in battleground Wisconsin yesterday. The AP's Ben Thomas.
How do you like my garbage truck?
The showman coming out in Donald Trump on a visit to Green Bay, Wisconsin.
It's in honor of Kamala and Joe Biden.
Climbing into a garbage truck with his name on the side to draw attention to a comment made by President Biden.
Joe Biden should be ashamed of himself if he knows what he's even doing. And she should be ashamed because she shouldn't let him do it.
Trump and other Republicans have tried to change the narrative after a comedian at a weekend Trump rally disparaged Puerto Rico as a floating island of garbage.
I don't know anything about the comedian. I don't know who he is. I've never seen him.
Vice President Kamala Harris at a rally in Madison, Wisconsin.
Look, unlike Donald Trump, I don't believe people who disagree with me are the enemy. He wants to put them in jail. I'll give them a seat at my table.
I'm Ben Thomas.
Two top White House officials are visiting Israel today for talks aimed at trying to stop the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. The U.S. is condemning North Korea's test of a new intercontinental ballistic missile, a test likely meant to get American attention. The U.S. says it's raising tensions. President Biden hosted trick-or-treaters on the White House South Lawn yesterday. The First Lady was dressed as a giant panda. They handed out treats. Giant pumpkin decorations are at the door. This is AP News. It's a tough time of the year for some people.
As winter approaches, people prone to seasonal depression can feel it in their bodies and in their brains. Seasonal affective disorder, or SAD, is a form of clinical depression. University of Vermont psychology researcher Kelly Rowan says the end of daylight saving time is a really big trigger for a lot of people with winter depression.
They tend to come out of the work for that first time on Monday, and it's suddenly dark, which was not the case the Friday before.
Scientists are learning how specialized cells in your eyes affect mood and alertness. There are treatments for SAD, including antidepressants and bright light therapy.
Try to get outside as much as possible. There's plenty of light to be had in the wintertime. You just have to dress appropriately.
Rowan says people with SAD, but not at the level of full-blown major depression, should try as much as possible to stay in your routines. I'm Ed Donahue.
And I'm Rita Foley, AP News.